This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. In 2012, a Canadian trauma surgeon was hit by a drunk driver and rushed to the hospital. She was pregnant with her 11th child and died shortly after the baby was delivered by emergency delivery. It was Mother's Day. The tragic death of Dana Durr is one of the saddest stories you'd ever hear, and thousands of friends and supporters were stricken with grief after her husband posted the news on social media. But Dana, her husband, and their 11 children never existed. They were the invention of a medical student in her young 20s. Taryn Wright is a futures trader by day, an internet hoax buster by night. She helped to uncover what is now referred to the Warrior Eli hoax and joins us to talk about the phenomenon sometimes referred to as Munchausen by internet. Taryn, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
So how did you uncover this hoax?
I was actually just it was Mother's Day. I went on Facebook and one of my friends had posted about it. And I read the post that was linked by her and I just thought, oh my gosh, this is the saddest story. I'm very nosy, so I did a little Google search just to see what the people involved look like and noticed that there were no Google News results, which, I mean, the news media would have been all over that, a young mother dying on Mother's Day in a drunk driving accident. So that kind of is what made me suspicious of the whole thing.
Okay, so who's this Eli character that comes into it?
Eli was the Durr's young son who was, I believe, 7, and he was just slowly dying of cancer. And the family had kind of documented it in graphic detail on all their social media sites. They were on every single outlet as far as Facebook, Blogger, things like that. It was well documented for many, many years that this kid was sort of slowly wasting away and dying.
Well, once you did expose it, how did the people who'd been taken in react?
It was kind of like a bomb went off in the community. I mean, people just exploded and didn't trust anything or anyone. And honestly, when I wrote about the first hoax, I wasn't really prepared for how much it affected people when it came out that the story was not true. I heard from a mother who left the bedside of her dying child to comfort the Durr family when they had a diagnosis of remission in Eli. And now she's looking back and thinking, I left my kid to comfort this person, and this person isn't even real. They formed really intense friendships with the family, and I think that the people who did friend them, a lot of them were struggling with illnesses themselves or illnesses of a family member. And they're in a very vulnerable spot where anybody who's kind of going through the same thing is a friend to them. And to find out that this person wasn't real was very devastating.
So they were friending people in the Durr family, all one person pretty much. Who was the inventor of this Durr family hoax?
Well, it ended up being a 22-year-old med student from Ohio. She had started the family as kind of just a time killer when she was a teenager, and I believe it kind of just snowballed from there. She was interested in medicine and interested in childhood cancer, just I guess is something that she was passionate about, and she invented the characters and kind of got lost in this world and sort of lost the plot that there were real people whose lives she was affecting by the story. She and I ended up talking on the phone, and she confessed the whole thing. She apologized to everyone involved. And I do believe she really does feel terrible about it.
Was the Warrior Eli hoax more or less elaborate than others that you've uncovered over the past few years?
This one was particularly elaborate just because it went on for so many years. I mean, I found stuff on the internet going back at least 7 years. When I talked to the person who ended up being behind the hoax, she said it had been going on for 11 years. Something that made it really elaborate was that she had sent out packages to supporters that had a plastic bracelet to draw awareness to Eli's cancer fight. She had printed out pictures and stuff of Eli and wrote on the back and sent that out to supporters. And she sent them out at her own expense all over the world. So to me, that was pretty excessive. Since then, I mean, I've uncovered a lot of other hoaxes, and the people behind them do go to really, really great lengths to make their story seem believable. But that, to me, kind of stuck out, the care packages.
Well, you did publish a written apology from Emily on your website. How did people respond? Did they take it?
No, the response kind of shocked me. I have sympathy for the people that are behind the hoaxes, because I don't think that anybody who's very happy with their life would make 72 fake Facebook profiles and invent a family and that is has a child that's dying of cancer. People that were affected by it didn't seem to feel like she was remorseful or that the apology was sincere. Eventually, I do think some people are able to forgive them, but it's difficult. I mean, it's really difficult when someone's been deceived and they discover they've been opening up and telling their most intimate secrets to somebody who's been lying about their very identity.
Well, you seem to have a little bit of sympathy for the perpetrators of the hoaxes.
I do. I mean, I don't think that anybody who is in a good place emotionally is doing these things. I've exposed now, I believe, 16 or 17 of these hoaxes. And every single time when I'm doing research, I think, oh, this person is terrible. I can't believe that somebody would do this. When I end up talking to the person behind it, I kind of hear their sad story and I realize that they're not in good places. I mean, I honestly feel like a lot of them are depressed and this is a way for them to take social risks without sort of having to step outside their comfort zone. Obviously, that doesn't make what they're doing right, but I do think it's possible to know what they're doing is wrong and to still have sympathy for the person that's doing it.
I'm speaking with Taryn Wright. In her spare time, she hunts down and exposes a very specific type of internet scammer, people who pretend to have serious or terminal diseases, sometimes for financial gain, but more often just for the attention. The condition has been called Munchausen by internet. Well, Taryn, now you work with a group of others, the Warrior Eli Hoax Group. Are these people like you who just kind of stumbled into this, or maybe people with a more personal stake or axe to grind because they've been taken in?
It's people that were affected by the first hoax, the Warrior Eli hoax. They were either friends of the Durr family or they were people who were in the childhood cancer community who knew the Durr family just throughout, you know, the internet presence of that group. A lot of them, some of them are just researchers in general. Like it was a group that formed pretty organically after I posted on the blog. It was basically as people that are good at researching these things and are kind of passionate about making sure that people aren't hurt by a hoax like this again.
So do you surf the web looking for stories or people that sound suspicious?
They come to me usually. I get a lot of emails from people with different web pages and groups on Facebook to look at to attempt to verify the truth behind it. So we do get a lot of emails and just every once in a while, just surfing the web on different blogs and stuff, something will pop up and will look fishy to me.
What are some of those fishy looking or red flag kind of stories?
It's always just very, very dramatic. I mean, I think even in the most awful, terrible cancer battle, there's moments just of tedium and boredom and things like that. In the fake blogs, there's nothing like that. Every day, somebody is coding, somebody's going into a coma. If it's not the patient, then somebody close to them is getting in a car accident. There's always twins involved. Just like very, pretty much the most dramatic plot twists that you can think of always seem to happen in the fake blogs. Like if people are losing attention, it becomes like sweeps week where they have to have something dramatic happen to make the story kind of progress forward.
Well, this has
so
been
that's a definite red flag.
This has been happening for a long time, obviously before the internet. But how do you think that technology has changed or worsened even the nature of these kind of hoaxes?
Well, I just think it's a lot easier now for somebody to make something like this up. I've talked to Dr. Feldman, the psychiatrist who came up with Munchausen by Internet, and he said that if people weren't doing this online, they'd be going into hospitals and feigning illnesses to get attention. So I think now instead of having to research and actually take the risk of going into a hospital and maybe being found out, people can just turn on the computer and do 10 minutes of research about, you know, some sort of ailment and create a blog and start faking online. And it's just a little easier and less of a risk.
Imagine when looking for hoaxes, you also do come across a lot of real stories about cancer patients and grieving families and long hospital stays. And wonder, is it difficult for you to spend so much time rifling through such emotionally loaded material?
It is. You know, it's opened my eyes to the fact that people struggle a lot with stuff that I hadn't really given much of a thought to. I mean, childhood cancer, I had no idea what a terrible. I mean, I knew it was a terrible thing. I didn't know how widespread it was, and I didn't know exactly how horrific of a fight it is. I've friended a lot of people who I've interacted with while confirming hoaxes, and it's just emotionally loaded, and it's difficult to kind of walk the path of having sympathy for both sides of the aisle. You know, like I do know these people have been lied to, and I do feel terrible about that. And some people get angry at me for being sympathetic towards the people behind the hoaxes. So it's just kind of an emotional minefield signing online every once in a while now.
Well, Taryn, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Taryn Wright, she's a futures trader by day and internet hoax buster by night. She helped to uncover what is now referred to as the Warrior Eli hoax. You'll find a link to read a lot more about her work. That's at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.